Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally tonight, markets and company news. Simon Brown, Just One Lap founder, is with us. He always joins us on a Thursday. Let's start with this, Simon. Good evening to you. Premier Group's first half earnings to rise up to 35%. This is an old company on the JSE and is in the food business.
It absolutely is. Evening, Jeremy. And it makes bread of all the non-exciting things in the world. Bread you wouldn't think would be one of them. But it is a really, really good update from them. They do make the point that this has been moderate revenue growth during the period. Really, they're managing to get margin increases, which tells you that they're driving costs down. And a lot of that driving cost down is probably around input costs. And I'm thinking, you know, maize, wheat, and the like. They've come down, and I think that's making life easier for them and therefore boosting profits.
And also going to invest something like $1.5 billion to what it terms maintain efficiencies, which is always important for a company in this particular space, yeah?
Absolutely. A company is always spending for the future. And part of that spending for the future, and they use the word, you know, maintain efficiencies, that's about those margins. That's about saying, you know, can we make a loaf of bread, I don't know, 5 cents cheaper than we used to? 5 cents isn't a lot, but you sell enough loaves of bread and that massively adds up. So always important that companies are looking to the future and spending. Otherwise, they just get sort of left behind and outdated.
So, Simon, lots of butter toasted Premier's headquarters today, but not so much for Mondi. Earnings lower, or expected to be lower, in the third quarter due to more, what it says, planned maintenance shuts and forestry fair value loss. Explain the latter to me first.
Yeah, so they have what they call biological assets. You and I would call them a tree. And they've got a fair value. So they look out across all of their different forests they've got, and they assign a value to how many trees, when they expect to harvest them, and what they expect to earn when they sell them or utilize them in their own production of cardboard boxes. And that number will change from year to year, and they will then re-evaluate it. If it goes up, it gets added to results and everything looks rosy, but at times they come down. That coming down could be because we're seeing pricing pressure. Certainly that's the case that they've got in this example, but also because they may have miscalculated. The trees might be growing a little bit slower, or maybe are being harvested when they're a little bit smaller. So this is fairly common, but the number this time was perhaps a little more of a hit than they would normally expect. Certainly the market's a bit spooked, and the stock's been marked down quite a bunch today.
Yeah, down by over 6%, I see. Let's pivot back from trees to bread, Simon. There's a report out, Trade Intelligence's latest corporate retail comparative report. It's interesting because retailers are showing some growth, but real volume growth remains stagnant. So what is this? Are they not selling enough bread?
Absolutely. And we actually saw some data out talking around 2023, which shows that South African consumers bought 3% less food. And that is, and it's a tragic number, because it's, we're not buying less food because we're, you know, just deciding to forego eating and we're all on a diet. It's because the household budgets were tight, very, very tight. When I look at retail numbers, whether it be fashion, food, whatever the case may be, I always look for what they call like for like. In other words, the same stores they had a year ago. Ignore the new stores. Look at the same stores from a year ago. What was that growth? And then look for internal price inflation. And what we have seen, even with ShopRite, that number has been slightly negative. In the case of Pick n Pay, it was quite very negative. But it tells you that, sure, they're doing more revenue because they're expanding and because of inflationary and price increases. But they're not doing extra revenue because of volume growth. And ultimately, volume growth is the sort of true metric that you want to see. But it has been, I mean, it's been a tough space. We understand the pressure the consumer's being under over the last, I mean, 2, 3, 4 years.
Simon, I think this is this next one is, I think it's the most interesting story today and probably the most important. So you have this property investment company, Attack. It owns, we'll all know it as the owner of the Mall of Africa. And it started, according to its annual report, a project to manage being without water, and wait for it, for up to 5 days, as we're getting more and more used to shortages. This is good risk strategy, but it's an indication of how difficult the business operating environment is right now.
Absolutely, in all cases. I think it's absolutely critical. You know, the looming water crisis is so much more scary than electricity. I can sort of bumble along without power. I can run candles. I could have a braai or use gas to cook or whatever the case is. But without water, after a day or two, it just grinds to a halt. I mean, everything does. And it's also harder to produce, in the sense that I could put a solar panel on a roof and get some electricity and store it in a battery. You can't just sort of produce water out of thin air. You need to store it. And that is humongous capacity that is required. I think we're going to see a lot more corporates coming to the fore in this case. In fact, we had Impact recently who announced that they've actually purchased a business which sort of does this for corporates, help them with their water risk mitigation. We're going to see a lot more of it. It's going to cost a lot of money, but ultimately they need to do it, because if there was, for example, a 5-day water outage at the Mall of Africa, that mall would shut down after day one. So it's 4 days sales lost for their tenants. It's the offices above, etc. It is a huge challenge, and it's going to cost a fortune. It's not going to be a cheap fix.
Yeah, it is going to cost a fortune. I'll bet you anything that just about every other commercial property owner is considering the same strategy. And Simon, finally, ArcelorMittal doing its best impersonation of South African Airways and is asking its shareholders for more money.
Asking its shareholders for more money, asking the government for help where possible. It was a horror update. The global steel market, you and I have chatted about it before. It is absolutely under the cosh. We need China to come back and bring demand. And the flip side, China is currently making steel as if it was in huge demand. It's not. They are then flooding global markets, most notably Europe. But that pushes global prices down. So we certainly know those troubles that they got there. Their longs business, which initially they wanted to shutter, they agreed not to do so, but it's still not profitable. They've put an appeal to government, a number of issues, reduction of export tax from scrap to zero, implementing trade measures, addressing circumvention of import tariffs, all of those sort of things to try and make the business sustainable. It's important for two reasons. One is it's a giant employer. It's got a significant number of staff. But we need to, as a country, in an ideal world, you are able to produce your own steel requirements so that you don't have to import steel. And a bonus is if you're able to export it. And all of that put together basically says they're in need of money. The problem with something like this is that you're in need of money at absolutely the worst time. You know, a share down just over around trading around 20 at the moment. It's a horror show of having to raise capital at these immensely depressed share prices.
Our regular Thursday night commentator from Just One Lap, Simon Brown, thank you very much indeed.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.